If you're interested in attending Catholic worship, come consider the 10 o'clock a.m. Mass at St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts. We're located just four blocks up from Soldiers Field Road at 43 Holton Street. You can check out our website at stanthonyallston.org. That's stanthonyallston.org. And come to the 10 o'clock Mass and experience our chanted Liturgy of the Eucharist every Sunday. Let us offer our consecration to the Lord. Lord, we offer up to you this day, and we ask that your name be glorified in all that we do. We ask that we may know, love you, and serve you. We ask that we may glorify your name. We ask that we may be signs of your presence to all who encounter us. And we ask this through Christ our Lord. Well, today is December 8th. Today is a holy day in the Catholic Church. It is the solemnity of the Immaculate Conception. Now, again, I am on a Christian radio station, as you all know, and I'm happy to be on a Christian radio station where I speak to people who are Catholic and also people who are not Catholic. Some are believers, some are not believers at all in anything, and some are evangelicals, and some are mainstream Protestants, and some are Catholics, and some are ex-Catholics. So we have all of that listening to our program. And so whenever we deal with a day like today, which, as I said, is the Solemnity of the Immaculate Conception, that can be, for some people, they don't understand the Catholic Church's relationship with Mary. And some people get very upset, and they turn around and say, this is a form of idolatry. No, it isn't. If we believed in Mary to be God, then we wouldn't believe in the Trinity, because we'd have four people, right? Father, Son, Holy Spirit, and Mary would be what we believe in, but we don't. We believe in the Trinity, because we only believe in the fact that God is God and no one else is. And therefore, we have Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Then what's Mary's relationship? Well, today is one of the key figures. We believe that Mary was born without sin. Therefore, she was the immaculately conceived, so the Immaculate Conception. So that's what we believe. And why do we believe that? Why is there such this strong focus on Mary? Well, we can find in Paul this understanding that Jesus is the new Adam. Mary is the new Eve. See, Mary is the reverse of Eve. Jesus is the reverse of Adam. But notice that people will tell you, they will always say that Adam sinned. It was through the sin of Adam that the fall came, and Jesus is the reverse of Adam. Eve was the one who brought the apple that she decided to disobey God with over to Adam. And so it is through Eve that sin enters the world by the action of Adam. It is through Mary that redemption enters the world through the action of Jesus. Mary is the reverse of Eve. And Jesus is the reverse of Adam. So we have to understand that within context. And if you look at the two stories of Eve and of Mary, you see this reverse. Mary is the reverse of Eve. An example. Eve is visited by an angel who had fallen, but an angel nevertheless. And there's an interesting story about that, which I talk about in a second. Mary is visited by an angel that had not fallen, but an angel nevertheless. You see the difference between the two. So the angel Gabriel is the reverse of Satan. Mary is the reverse of Eve. And Jesus, by his action on the cross, is the reverse of Adam. Now, the other thing you have to look at, and why would you say that she is sinless, and why is that so important? Here's the reason. Sin comes into the world because of the disobedience of Eve and then Adam. If Mary had sinned, then she would have disobeyed. And that would present the problem of there you have from disobedience comes obedience. That doesn't work. And there's some other mystical things we have to look at. They're very powerful. And I'm going to talk about that in a second. But you have Mary fully obedient to the Father because it's through obedience. Sin is disobedience. So through obedience that redemption happens. So her obedience brings forth Jesus, and his obedience brings forth salvation. So Mary's obedience reverses Eve's disobedience. Jesus' obedience reverses Adam's disobedience. We'll be right back right after this. You can now leave a message for us, which we can air and discuss on this program. Just call 617-297-7452.
That's 617-297-7452.
617-297-7452. Feel free to call, leave a comment, a question, or even feedback, and we may play it on the air. I can discuss your comment or question as well, so give that a try.
617-297-7452. 617-297-7452.
You know, if you'd like to come to church here, don't forget, you can write the word radio, promo code, I guess we could use the term, write the word radio on a piece of paper, drop that in the collection basket. You don't have to put anything else on the piece of paper, but that way you're coming to church, you're coming to experience what we're doing here, and if you don't feel ready to drop anything in the collection plate, you don't have to. Just write the word radio on a piece of paper, drop that in the collection plate, and no one will be the wiser, I want you to know. So check that out. That's an opportunity for you to experience Mass here at St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. So in any case, we're talking about this powerful reality that today is the Immaculate Conception. And we look at this reality that Mary is the reverse of Eve, Jesus is the reverse of Adam. And we understand that. And how they do that is by total obedience to the Father. Because how is it that Adam and Eve fell? How is it that by disobedience to the Father? You have to understand that it's all about obedience. Now, there's a fascinating teaching. One of my favorite saints is Saint Maximus the Confessor, who lived about the 7th century. He was a very intense, I think he was a hermit, to tell you the truth, very intense writer. And he brings up an interesting thing. So we can turn around and we can say, were the demons created evil? And the answer is no. And this plays itself very important. This is one of the reasons why people don't understand the Catholic relationship with Mary, because there's a tremendous amount of understanding and theology behind this. Were the demons created evil? No. Why can we say that? Because it would make sense that they were created evil because they're evil. But he explained no. Because in order for evil to exist, evil is the privation of the good. This is also what St. Augustine taught, which means evil is where good is not. So I always like to describe it as Jesus did in light and darkness. There's no such thing as darkness. Darkness is the absence of light. So evil comes in when you have the absence of good. So in order for the demons to be evil, they had to have originally been good and rejected goodness. That's what leads them to be evil. So God never created them evil. He created them good, and they chose to reject the good, which led them to be evil. That's an extremely important distinction. And therefore, we understand that dynamic. So where does evil comes from? Evil comes from rejecting the good. One of the other things I like to bring out is, again, when Jesus talks about light and darkness. So he's talking about light and darkness, and what does he say when it comes to light and darkness? He talks about that God is light. Well, if you understand that God is light and you walk away from God, where do you go? You go into darkness. because you're walking further and further and further and further away from the light. There's a great picture of some of the planets, but I think one of the best is Saturn. It almost looks like, you know, something you'd see in, you know, at night holding up a baseball to the light, because you see this great shadow of the planet. The sunlight is coming and hitting Saturn on one side, but you see the shadow that forms on the rings of Saturn because there's no light there because it's blocked by Saturn. When you walk away from light, you walk into darkness, but it all has to begin with light. So we understand that Mary chose never to say no to God. If she was a sinner, she would at one point have chosen to say no to God, and then she wouldn't be capable of bringing Jesus, giving birth to Jesus. She wouldn't have been capable of it. So we understand that dynamic, and this is where a lot of this comes from. It's a very deep philosophical understanding. So Mary, we understand to be sinless. We look at her, we venerate her for that reason, because she would have had to have been totally obedient to the Father in order to be who she was. But we, or she is, we never understand her as God ever, because that's a whole different thing. With Jesus, we understand Jesus to be fully God and fully human, fully divine and fully human. We understand Mary to be fully human, not at all divine. We're going to talk more on Monday. Have a blessed second Sunday of Advent. I want to call your attention to Catholic TV, which offers great faith-filled, family-friendly programming 24 hours a day. You can find your cable channel at www.getcatholictv.com, and you can watch online, on the free apps, or check out the YouTube channel. Daily Mass, Rosaries, the Divine Mercy Chaplet, and the Our Lady of Perpetual Help Novena are all available online and on demand. Check out CatholicTV.com. Remember, when you're looking for a place to attend Mass, and if you don't already attend Mass at your local parish, come to St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. We're located at 43 Holton Street in Alston, just a few blocks up from Soldiers Field Road. And you can check us out, come to our 10 o'clock a.m. Mass, and come to experience our Catholic worship at St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts.